A recent, very successful framework agreed by U.S. and Chinese officials for the upcoming Trump-Xi summit in South Korea has sparked optimism, lifting risk assets and raising hopes for a meaningful easing of trade tensions, with both leaders also planning follow-up talks in Washington and Beijing and even reviewing a global peace framework. While core disputes over security and technology remain unresolved and the world continues shifting towards multipolarity, this easing of tensions is fueling a risk-on mood that typically weakens the dollar as global growth fears fade and investors favor non-US assets. Attention now turns to this week's FOMC meeting, where markets expect an October cut and another in December. Fed Chair Powell's tone on pausing quantitative tightening or future easing will be key, potentially pressuring the dollar short term, especially if other G10 central banks like the BOJ, ECB, BOC, and RBA hold steady. Treasury Secretary Bessent named five finalists to replace Powell, Waller, Bowman, Warsh, Hassett, and Reeder, with a decision likely by early December, far ahead of Powell's May 26 exit. Morgan Stanley notes dollar positioning has turned positive for the first time since Q1 2025 amid U.S. confidence, though medium-term risks linger if growth data disappoints. Key U.S. releases include a modest 1.3% rise in 20-city home prices and a slight dip in conference board consumer confidence to 93.4, signaling cooling but resilient sentiment. Eurozone data show German IFO business climate beating expectations on future optimism, while GFK consumer confidence edges up, supporting ECB's steady rate Goldilocks outlook at October 30th, with Lagarde likely striking a patient, mildish hawkish tone together, keeping Eurodollar bullish. In Japan, dollar yen's rally stems from more PM Takeuchi's expansionary plans, including 2% GDP defense spending, than broad dollar strength, though BOJ's meeting could hint at normalization amid yen weakness, and Fed cuts may cap gains. Aussie dollar gain from the U.S.-China thaw and RBA Governor Bullock's hawkish tilt, cutting November cut odds to 38% by stressing sticky inflation and a shallower easing path, setting up potential upside if the Fed sounds dovish. That's all for now.